Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ari Wasserman of The Athletic. Ari, any chance, even though the Buckeyes have struggled in recent weeks, that they could overlook Maryland knowing what's ahead of them next week against Michigan?
I mean, I don't even know if I would use the word overlook. I don't know about you guys, but I pay pretty close attention to line movement. And I think what's happening with the betting line right now is very similar to what happened against Purdue. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I anticipate Ohio State will win, and I think, in my opinion, they need to win comfortably and look good doing it to just, you know, gain some momentum going into that Michigan game, at least in the eyes of the committee. But I think it's possible that we're going to be in for another close game tomorrow. I think Maryland's got athletes. I think Ohio State, something just seems off with this team this year. I know that they are coming off a pretty big win against Michigan State, but you know, after that game, I was pretty critical, and it looks like the committee kind of saw it the way I did. So I'm waiting for this team to click, and I don't know if it's going to happen this year now that we're in the middle of November.
We're talking with Ari Wasserman, right, The Athletic. You know, we were talking before about whether if Ohio State does win out, wins the Big Ten, what are their chances of making the college football playoff? Now, obviously, we know it depends what happens with other games, but I don't think it's a sure thing they're in, even if they win out and beat Michigan and win the Big Ten championship. Do you?
No. I think they need help. It's funny to me because before the season, I thought if Ohio State's a one-loss conference champion, as long as that one loss isn't to one of the better teams in the country, and even so, that they would walk in. But now with the way that things are setting up, I think that you're seeing the committee leaving them at 10, especially after that win last week, is kind of a message of like, hey, they're not looking sharp right now. And I think that's fair. I mean, the committee watches the games, and I know that if you say it's surface level, Ohio State's coming off of a 20-point win over a ranked team on the road in November in a rivalry game. It sounds impressive, but anybody who watched that game knows that that win was anything but impressive. So, I think Ohio State really needs to be Syracuse fans this week, and Ohio State needs to be Alabama fans, because if Alabama loses to Georgia in the SEC championship game, they're not getting any that they beat Michigan. So in terms of controlling their own destiny, I don't think that's the case. I think at the end of the year, the likely scenario is that Ohio State will be compared to a one-loss Big 12 champion, and if that happens, I think it'll be a coin flip, but there's too many things that could happen. Even if losses occur, that could keep them out. I'd say right now that they've got a 30% chance of making it.
Wow. Ari Wasserman from The Athletic is our...
the idea of beating Michigan.
Right, I mean, sure.
You know, that's also part of the equation. But, you know, I think they've got a pretty big uphill battle to climb here.
Ari Wasserman from The Athletic is our guest. Ari, what is Ohio State's biggest problem?
Oh, man. That's a good question because they've got a few of them. I think that they have some issues in the secondary. I think their linebackers are probably the number one issue right now. They don't play dynamically the way that we're used to seeing Ohio State linebackers play, and I think it'll be interesting to see how they respond tomorrow. But I think it's also interesting that Ohio State cannot run the football. I've been covering this team since 2009, and I can't remember one time when an Ohio State team had issues running the football. And I know that everybody will say, they won last week. They beat Michigan State, the number one rushing defense in the country. They had 130 yards rushing from Mike Weber and J.K. Dobbins and all the stats that you can want. But I think stats are dumb. If anybody watched the game, they saw that they got 70 or 75 yards rushing after Michigan State imploded. And you can use stats to kind of go to imright.com, as Bill Burr once said, and just use them any way you want to use them to prove your point. So, biggest problem right now, I'll say linebackers defensively, running game offense.
All right, we heard Urban Meyer talk this week about Tate Martell, maybe getting him a little bit more involved. Is it going to be a package? Is he going to get a series? How much do you think we'll see of Martell?
You know, I always thought that every week that we talked about Martell, every week that went by, it was just kind of like something to talk about. So when they actually used him in the red zone last week, I was like, you know, because I do think that if you go back and you pay attention closely to the film, and Dustin, this is your forte, but, you know, when he was in the game, I thought the defensive ends reacted differently to the plays. I mean, you have to respect his ability to run the football. And it gives Ohio State another look in the red zone for teams to prepare for. So I think it's possible that if Ohio State's in control of the game, we'll see more of them. I do buy into the fact that the more time they can spend on a certain package to keep Michigan studying is probably a good thing. But I also think that he brings an element to the game that Ohio State's been relying on for the past 5 years that Blaine Haskins just doesn't bring. So I do find use in it. I think it's good for the long-term psyche of who could be the quarterback of the future here. And I do think that there's a useful nature to just getting this package involved. How much we'll see it, I don't know. I think we'll see it about as much, if we do at all, as last week. I don't know if it's going to be a quarter or a dominant piece of the game plan, but I do think it's possible we'll see it again.
Ari, when you look at, you know, the Tate Martell, as Dustin just brought up, you know, when we were talking about it before, Dustin said Tate Martell might be a better fit for Urban Meyer's offense. And my thought was Haskins is maybe the best, like, at least NFL prospect quarterback that Ohio State has ever had. What is that? Like, should we be looking, like, shouldn't they adjust the offense? If Urban Meyer is such a great coach, shouldn't they adjust the offense better for the talent they have, and that talent is really good? And instead of us saying, well, you know, he doesn't really fit what they do. What do you think?
I could talk about this for an hour.
Yeah, good.
First of all, Urban Meyer is always the one who says, being a college football coach, the hard part is getting good players, and the easy part is adjusting to them. Like, the hardest part about being a head coach in college football is accumulating enough talent to be a national championship contender. Now, Urban Meyer deserves an A-plus on that. No team outside of Alabama in the entire country is recruited better than Ohio State. Game planning on both sides of the ball, whether it's Meyer's fault or the assistants, has been off. And after the Purdue game, I just thought he needs to take a really good look at his coaching staff. Because the one player on Purdue's team that could hurt them repeatedly. And it was like they didn't watch film. So as far as the offense is concerned, I find it very strange that Ohio State cannot run the football. And I don't know if the offensive line is the reason why they can't do it or if the entire offense is wrong. But in terms of, you know, adjusting to Dwayne Haskins' skill set, does that mean running an I formation and doing a pro-style offense? Or does it just mean that he has to, you know, use more pro pass-first elements in the spread? Because I don't think that we could ever, no matter how good of a pro-style quarterback Ohio State gets, ever see Ohio State running under center. I mean, I think that would just be an entire philosophical thing that the program would have to change. And it's so funny because Ohio State is recruiting pro-style and dual-threat quarterbacks at the same time. And this has been a huge point of conversation of what are they recruiting. You talk about one of the best pro-style or pro-prospects Ohio State's ever had. Well, there's a huge difference between great in the pros and the great college quarterback.
Right.
Ohio State has won a lot of football games under Urban Meyer with really good college quarterbacks. So to me, the entire idea of pro-ready or draft prospect really is irrelevant to whether or not Ohio State's going to win a football game. So to me, I just think it's kind of interesting that they keep going back and forth and have to keep reshaping the offense and stuff to kind of fit the mold of the quarterback. I recruit one quarterback, have an offense, run a system, but they're not doing that. It's interesting.
Do you think Haskins is definitely going to the NFL next year?
I don't know about definitely, but if somebody put a gun to my head, absolutely. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if the last game he plays is Michigan, if they lose one of the next two. I wouldn't be surprised if he was done after the final game of the regular season, doesn't play in the bowl game, and gets ready for the NFL. So I don't know where he's projected. I mean, I know it's everybody's got a different school of thought with him. What I have noticed while watching ESPN games is that when they talk about pro quarterbacks or Heisman Trophy quarterbacks, that Dwayne Haskins has fallen completely off the radar in terms of that talk. But I don't know, is he a first-round pick or a fifth-round pick? I mean, I think if he's a top two- or three-round pick, he's probably going to go. That would be my gut feeling.
You talk a lot about lines, Ari Wasserman.
This weekend
with Maryland and the Purdue game and everything. What's the line going to be for Ohio State, Michigan?
I think I've seen anywhere between Michigan -3 and a pick. So I don't know, and I would have to look up the stat, but I honestly don't know the last time Ohio State was a home underdog. I mean, it might be one of the first time of the Urban Meyer era, or maybe not 2012, but they're never home dogs. So I think that'll be interesting. I think everybody just kind of assumes that Ohio State's going to lose that game, and obviously Lions are predicated on public perception. And I think that Ohio State's got a very good chance to win that football game. Mm-hmm. So I do think they're not as good as I anticipated they'd be this year. There does seem to be something off about this team. I think you'd be crazy to think that Ohio State doesn't have a chance to win. So if they're getting points at home, I think I'm taking the points no matter what.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, here's the thing, right? If you play this game on paper without knowing it's a rivalry and the home field advantage and all that stuff, I'd probably say Michigan wins most times. But there's something to be said about playing a rivalry game, and you throw out all the records, and Michigan just – they have not been able to get over the hump. So I do give Ohio State a chance, but I've been so impressed lately already watching this Michigan squad. It just feels like this is their year.
I have two thoughts on that. One, what will be super interesting, and I'm going to try to ask this next week if and when Ohio State wins on Saturday. This will be the first time – and I know that it was a 1-3 or 2-3 or something in 2016, but the first time Jim Harbaugh is going to have to win a football game. I mean, when you really think about it, there's a lot of pressure here. 0-4, season on the line, team that he hasn't been able to beat in three tries. And I know that the spot is a point of contention to some Michigan fans, but he hasn't gotten a win. And I can't imagine somebody who has paid as much as Michigan's head coaches. I can't picture Harbaugh going 0-4. And I think that there is a element to this. I think we've seen coach psyche and coach pressure play into the results of this series before. I mean, John Cooper had some of the best Ohio State teams in the history of the program and still couldn't beat that team, even when they were vastly better. So I'm very curious to see if Jim Harbaugh will be feeling pressure and if that will rub off on the team, too. I think that the thing that Ohio State really has struggled with more than anything this year is dynamic offense. And I don't know if Michigan has an offense that's going to come into Ohio Stadium and put up 40 points. Maybe they'll find a mismatch, and I do think that Ohio State has been outcoached by Michigan the last few years, and it's just won based on pure talent. But I just don't see it when I watch the games. They're a very good football team. I don't know if Ohio State's going to be able to run the football, but if the game is 17-14 in the fourth quarter, I think Ohio State wins that one.
Ari, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining us. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime, guys. You too.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.